me twine my fingers in thy chestnut locks.
I have slain them all. 'Tis enough.
Oh, my queen.
Thou art mad.
Did the queen see in Shahryar's eyes that last instant before her head fell? Did she see the blood of 1,000 innocent virgins consumed in the vengeful flame her lewd adultery had kindled? Allah have mercy upon their souls, and may He shower His holy blessings on Queen Scheherazade, who quenched the savage fever of King Shahryar's brain with her wondrous tales of 1,001 Arabian Nights.
Get on then, woman, with your tale. What was the fate of Ali Baba with the 40 thieves?
Be not impatient, Shahryar. As thou recall, when Ali Baba found his greedy brother Kasim hacked apart in the magic treasure cave,
yes.
'Twas the clever slave girl Ariana who had him sewn up by the blindfolded shroud maker Mustafa.
Aye, thus was the manner of his death concealed and their identity safeguarded.
For a time, at least. But soon enough did the thieves discover the loss of Kasim's corpse.
Did you find anything, Harshan?
Nay, Captain, nary a trace. Whoe'er it be hath taken the carcass with him.
'Tis clear enough someone else hath the magic words.
And the devil know how many he hath told.
Nay, 'tis likely he will keep it close, especially now he hath found the butchered corpse. Well may he fear the fate that awaits him.
Mayhap he'll flee, Captain, and we'll be shut of him.
Not so. The avarice of man be ever too great. Nay, inch by inch we'll see this treasure pool drain till we lie all parched on its shore.
What think ye then, Captain?
See ye this regal crown and this scimitar crusted with jewels? My grandsire's hand slit the throat of the grand prince that owned him and laid to earth also 20 of the guards. Then this selfsame hand laid him here. Think ye I'd watch this carried off by some carrion hand from yon filthy dung heap?
Ye'd crush him beneath the sole of your boot.
Nay, Harshan, first I will pluck out his limbs one by one and also his eyes and then lay him to roast in the fire. So take ye to town and snuff out that quartered and rotting corpse. No!
So the ruthless thief galloped to town, arriving at the bazaar as daylight waned. And as wont and fate would have it, O king, only the murky stall of old Mustafa, the shroud maker, remained open.
Well, was he not well paid to hold his tongue?
Not a cartload of gold could hold down that flapping tongue. This ancient gossiped like a wife and even babbled in his sleep.
No.
Still, his shrunken skull was not too thick to see through this beetle-browed stranger who so slyly baited him. Nor were his cloudy eyes too dull to spot the bulging purse at the thief's waist.
Aye, so. Any man who sells his silence will, for another dirham, sell his speech. But Ariana kept the old man blindfolded both to and fro.
And so Mustafa was blindfolded again, and thus led Harshan to Kasim's gate. The next day the thief made his inquiries, then returned to his mates in the cave. But the captain knew his foes would be wary, and so stayed in the jungle and bided his time. And in the meanwhile, Ali Baba married his dead brother's homely widow Migla and took over his business and household. So 6 months passed, and even Ariana ceased her one-time vigilance. And she grew fond of her new master, for the house was merry, as it had never been in Kasim's life. But one fateful night, as Ali Baba strolled through his courtyard at dusk, there came a rapping at the gate.
Coming!
Stay, Ariana. I'm here.
Oh! Good even, good sir.
Aye, the same to thee, friend. Be the master at home.
Aye, and he stands before ye.
Well, beg pardon, sir. I sought the house of Cassim, the merchant. Has been long. I must be at the
nay,
wrong house.
Nay, I be his brother, Ali Baba. Cassim hath been with Allah this 6 months.
Cassim dead, too. Oh, by the mercy above, what a day.
Here, come within. Sit. Your beast will stay here.
Thank ye. I be a bit worn.
What hath brought thee here, good fellow?
My name be Farouk, an oil merchant from Bardis. Ah. I journeyed forth before dawn this morning with 42 jars of oil lashed to my mules. But while I prayed before noon, a fierce horde of thieves set upon me and trussed me up like a goat, and when they found I carried only oil, not wine, they took my horse and gold and left me hung upside down from a tree.
Oh, how long did ye fare thus?
I hung there, feet first, till the sun waxed red and a band of holy pilgrims came to my aid. But though I suffered mightily, I was glad for my life.
And well ye may be, brother. I know even better than ye the butchery of these rogues.
Would be hard to believe.
Eh?
I was left too weak to make the road home. I had no gold to pay for a room, so I ventured forth. Thy brother did once point out this house. I hoped, for the sake of the wine we had shared, he would save me this night. But now I come to find Cassim dead.
Fear not, my friend, but be welcome. And thou wert my worst foe. I could not turn thee out.
Oh, Ali Baba, thou will be well paid.
Nay, for the sake of Cassim. Did ye know his wife, Migla?
Nay, only he himself.
Well, I have taken her to wife. Or she hath taken me. I will have her lay us a feast, and we shall celebrate thy safety. Lead thy beasts in, and I will fetch thee a slave to help ye.
How may I thank thee, Ali Baba?
Ah, Abdul! Abdul!
Harshan.
Captain.
Descent. The fool suspects nothing. I'll come at midnight. Until then, rest easy. You'll be in the courtyard.
None but a corpse could rest easy in this cursed jar.
Good, Harshan. You'll be as mad as 40 rabid bats when you're freed from these jars.
Tis true. The fat man will beg for his death ere we're done.
I'll signal ye with a tap. Till then. Hiya! Get on, you dull beast. Move on. Move, beast, move. Move, here, move. In there, move. Move on.
So 42 jars were set in the yard, and though all were besmeared, none but two held oil. Then with a great to-do, Ali Baba clasped the cobra to his breast, feasting his scaly guest with meat and hearty wine. As was his wont, Ali Baba drank deep, and soon his laughter rang through the house.
And so the Christian said, nay, give me the pig, you may keep my wife.
Migla, go find Ariana and tell her that we must have more light. Why, the fluter can barely see to toot, and my spirits be bright tonight.
Oh, Ali Baba, must I?
Nay, ye are pardoned, for here she be herself. What think ye, Farouk? Such a girl. She be my dearest gem.
To thy pearl, Ali Baba.
Aye. Ariana, my dove, do bring forth another lamp.
Aye, Ali Baba. But first I must fetch one from the kitchen.
Why, then, to it, girl.
Aye, Ariana. And while ye be doing, bring three. We'll have a very blaze to honor our guests.
Just so, Ali Baba. And thee, fair sir, may I do any service for thee?
Why, nay, sweet girl, not now, but mayhap I'll require something of ye later.
Why, good then, sir. I'll return anon, Ali Baba.
Hurry, girl! She is such a snail.
Nah, Migla, she cares for us like children. And she were not so comely, you'd think her speedy enough. Here, Farouk, a toast to my goodly wife here. Feel... nary a drop of wine. Ariana! Migla, be ye my dumpling and fetch us more of the grape.
Honestly, Ali Baba, nay, she'll return.
Farouk's bowl is empty, too. For him.
Well, oh, leave off, Ali Baba. All right, then. Here, give me the pitcher. Treated like a slave.
There's my honey pot. Bring a jug for the band as well. Farouk, let not that gentle show fool thee. Within beats the heart of a camel.
Camels are for hunting on.
I see.
A good wife.
She is.
Well, what keeps ye, girl?
I knew not we'd require so much light tonight. The oil flagon is empty.
Know ye not this Farouk is an oil merchant? Ye ninny, the courtyard is full of his jars. Fill the flagon from several jars, and he'll not miss a drop.
Aye, mistress, and thou say so.
And stir thy tail, girl.
Aye.
Courtyard. What?
We be in dire peril, and Ali Baba especially. Only two of the jars hold oil. The others hold cutthroat thieves. Thy fine merchant guest can be none but the very fiend that slaughtered Cassim. Peace, woman. They'll hear thee. Now, gather thy wits and go upstairs with thy wine, and betray no sign. Tell them I will come with the lamps anon.
Nay, I dare not.
Aye, 'tis writ in your eyes like plain script. Well, then, I will take it up and make thy excuse. Ye must stoke up the fire, then fill the cauldron with oil from the courtyard. But take care to open only the first two jars.
Oh, nay, Ariana, they are out there!
Ye'll come to no harm if ye do as I say. If not, ye'll be slit from belly to chin. Now cease, sniveling woman, and make use of thyself. To it!
I, Ariana, as thou say, I will try.
And mistress, be careful.
Thou too, Ariana. I will hurry.
And pray I can warn Ali Baba.
It is a pleasure to be in such clever company.
You're a good man, Ali Baba.
But in solemn truth, Farouk, though I be not a pious man, I revere the will of Allah, and he hath sheltered me well.
Ali Baba, ye that have guardian angels may trust in Allah. We others must do as best we can, but we fare not so badly.
Can ye still say this after today? You're a plucky soul, Farouk. But here be my guardian angel. What ho, Ariana? Where are the lamps?
The mistress desires thee come and pick the best for thy guest. She trusts not
I care not for such matters. This wine be enough for us, eh, Ali Baba?
To be sure. I need not desert my cup companion. Nay, not for a moment. Here, Farouk, be quenched.
Thank ye, Ali Baba.
But 'tis for his honor. We seldom entertain such refined and tasteful gentlemen. And we poor women...
I know. These poor women both have an eye for ye, Farouk. But I be not jealous.
Turn not thy face, my dark-eyed beauty. There. That is better. Now I care not what lamp I see, so bring him hither, and hide no longer below, for ye shine as bright as any lamp.
Aye, my lord, but we are dressing ye a special dish, and so must wait till it's done. 'Twas to be a surprise, but I can hold no secret.
Oh, Farouk, thou art indeed in favor. I am never graced so. You've struck their glib tongues speechless. Run on then, Ariana, and speed thy work.
Aye, my lord. 'Twill please thee well, I promise.
Here's to thee, ye wily fox.
And you're a bear, you are, Alibaba.
Ariana, 'tis boiling as ye wish.
Good.
Is Alibaba warned?
Nay, he is too drunk and blinded by that rogue. He calleth him his cup companion and urges him to leer at me. And all the while, Farouk hath a dagger beneath his vest.
What?
Aye, 'twas hidden. But he, too, is somewhat in his cups. But come, Migla, we cannot tarry. I will dip out a pot of this seething oil. Thou must hurry before and open first the door, then the lid of a jar. Start with the third one. And ye cannot utter a sound, understand?
I will do it.
Ready, then? Here we go.
Be it time.
Aye. Oh. Come. Well, that was the first. Now we must finish our work.
Aye, let's be done.
And so as the men spun their drunken tales above, the women toiled below. Is it not ever so, my lord? Yet at their helpless hands, the whole regiment of thieves were dispatched with nary a blow struck or a cry given. Could thy royal guard do as well? And when finally they turned away, the stench of seething flesh smothered the courtyard. But they could not stop to catch their wind, for as they well suspected, the captain grew restless above. It was nigh on midnight, the musicians had ceased to play, and the women had been gone too long. So Ariana instructed Migla, then set to preparing herself. She bedecked herself only in gauzes and veils, so her ripe hips and breasts shone through like ivory. Then she painted her eyes with the finest blue-black, as a queen of old Egypt. And finally she laid on her mistress's tiniest jewels, and they gleamed in the lamplight. So clad, she took up a dagger and hid it beneath her silken waistband. Migla, in the meantime, had already filled two lamps and ascended to the dining chamber.
Oh. Drink up, Farouk.
Oh, so Alibaba, my foolhardy friend, eh? We have emptied the pitcher again.
Aye, so we have. Ariana!
Nay, I can set no more with thee. Tis midnight or more. The musicians have left even, and I have tarried over long. For a working man, I must walk out in the air to clear my head before I rest.
Well, why for needs clear heads, Farouk, when all night we have strived to cloud 'em? And what of the dish these women folk promised?
They have taken too long, Alibaba. They've no doubt run afoul in their preparation.
Nay. Good Farouk, thou cannot stir now, or all will be spoilt. Look, I have come with the lamps.
Aye, in thine own good time, woman. Ah, but 'tis well, 'tis good, 'tis all fine things. Farouk and I have clasped breasts like true brothers.
Slight not the dead, Alibaba.
And good sir, ye must sit.
But where be the girl and whatever is ye've promised?
Keep ye patient, Farouk, I pray. We have toiled all evening for thy sake. Here, I will call the girl. She's so tardy. Ariana, hurry! Ah, here she is.
Ay.
I have come to dance for thee, Ali Baba, my lord. Have I thy leave?
Ye may do whatever ye will, girl, and more.
Aye, thou hast hidden thy talent too long.
Then I dedicate my dance to the honor of thy guest, Ali Baba, that I may tap the fountain of his heart.
Oh, what think ye, Farouk, eh? Be this more salutary than a walk in the garden?
Well, Ali Baba, it doth little to clear my head, but aye, 'tis good I stay this while. Bismallah, that wench hath a fire in her eye.
'Twas sparked at thy candle, Farouk. Oh, in sooth, I have never seen her so before.
Nor be it likely again, Ali Baba.
Woman, how be ye conspired in this?
'Twas not of my choice, Ali Baba. Now hush.
Yeah. Oh, my wife be jealous, Farouk, but to no cause. I am invisible here, 'tis plain. The girl never does this for me.
Enjoy then, Ali Baba, while ye can.
Oh, she dances like gazelle.
Nay, she's not so demure, this creature, this spirited mare. But such is my taste, she'll find master in me. Come closer, woman, eh? Come hither, taunt not me so. Ye have stolen my heart, yeah. 'Tis yours, come here.
Even so, my lord!
Oh, what have ye done, woman? The demons have taken thy brain. We are ruined.
Nay, Ali Baba, thy ruin is slain. Look under his vest.
Why, 'tis a dagger.
Thy oil merchant friend carried thieves in his jars and would have slaughtered us all had he signaled them.
Bismallah! Then they still be in the...
Still in the courtyard, Ali Baba. But fear not, for their souls have fled to the courtyards of hell. The stench of their seared flesh fouls the night air.
Aye, Ali Baba. While ye drank merry oaths to this monster's health, we two toiled below in sore peril of our very lives. We boiled 20 cutthroats in oil.
Nay, my sparrow, rail not. The pit of my stomach screams my folly. Oh, what tortures had he in store? Be I so blind? It chills my very liver. Nay, rather praise this angel whose courage and wit hath saved us both. Ariana, once again I am in thy debt. From this moment on, ye be a free woman.
Ali Baba.
I be not yet finished. Within a fortnight, ye shall be my second wife.
Ali Baba, how can ye do such a thing to me? Today she is my servant.
For once, woman, keep thy prideful prattle to thyself. Why, ye should rejoice, as would
Nay,
any...
Nay, Ali Baba. Huh? I would be thy wife, for there is no soul I hold dearer. But, you see, we...
Say no more, Ariana. I be well in my cups, or my foggy pate would not have... But ye shall be ever as my daughter, for I have none of my own. And you'll live under this roof till we find some youth worthy of thee. Now, kiss me on the cheek. And, Migla, come here under my arm, woman. I meant not to speak so harshly to ye. But ye do rattle on sometimes, you know. But look who talks. Hey, what think ye?
Oh, Ali Baba, I think ye must go seek the sheriff, for I'm already aweary, and the whole town will be at our gate before this night is over. And pray, Ali Baba, cover his face.
Aye, Ariana. Even so.
And so, Shahryar, Ali Baba lived out his life in comfort, for none but he knew of the robber's treasure and the magic words, open sesame.
And Ariana?
She was wed soon enough to a handsome merchant.
Ah.
And before Ali Baba was called to Allah, he told her all he knew, and so she was well provided, and many generations after. But hark, my lord, the call to prayer. Let us kneel in thanks for another mortal day.
The cast: Shahryar, Roger Mueller; Scheherazade, Karen Slava; Ali Baba, Charlie Jackson; the captain, Mike Genovese; Harshan, Chris Slava; Kasim, Roger Mueller; Ariana, Sherry Seltzer; Migla, Nancy Serlin. Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves is an Earwaves production. Freely adapted from Sir Richard Burton's 1001 Arabian Nights. Earwaves are Karen Slava, Bob Lasowitz, and Chris Slava. Music by Rob Tamaro, Mark Perlish, Jay Sebastian, and Bob Lasowitz. Engineered by Ken Marier. Special thanks to the folks of the Chicago Radio Syndicate. This has been an Earwaves production. May the wind of fortune blow gently at your back and the road ahead lie smooth. Salam alaikum.